Great Scott! The future has finally arrived. Your future is whatever you make it. So make it a good one.
Cody Punky has a new home. The villain of last year's playoff defeat.
Yes.
Mr. Double Doink himself is back in the league. Sir, your commentary on that.
You know, outstanding for Cody. I mean, come on. You know, $5 million. I mean, I think the only, and now he's got a marketing deal. I mean, the only one better than him was the Boz. It's unbelievable.
You envision a beer commercial with the Double Doink next year?
No. He's already signed with McDonald's. Yeah, he's doing the McFeesy.
Fans of the show will know that reference. Lou, Kyle Long.
Is he back?
He is back.
Hey, Kyle!
But Sports Illustrated, SB Nation, was calling for him to quit. His body is gone, Lou.
Well, they're preaching to the choir here, Kamish, as anybody who keeps up with my sports commentary with the Bears would know my feelings about Kyle Long. However, what a tough son of a bitch.
There you
go. He's coming in. He's giving it his all.
Yeah.
He's not some pussy, you know, that's not going to play because his helmet doesn't fit right. I mean, here's a guy. All right. We wish him well. He's back. He's in uniform. He's on the field. Let's go, Kyle!
There you go.
Woo!
Wow, Lou. That was so dramatic. Are you panicking right now? I mean, I'm not panicking with the Bears, but are you? You're the one that went on the rant a couple weeks ago. What have you seen since they started winning?
Not much. They lost last week. They were just horrible in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, let's see. You know, maybe that's the reason Chase Daniels has been in the league and this is his first starting position in, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he came back, controlled the game, whatever.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
What I see, I don't see very good coaching. Like, creative use of talent seems not to be there. I don't know why I don't even go that deep into football, but I'm watching these plays and it doesn't seem like the team has the same energy as last year.
You're absolutely correct there, Kamish. Was Nagy a one-off?
Yeah. They talked about his dark side after the game last time. Like, what, he flips that whiteboard and it's a blackboard in the back with the same 500 plays on it? Okay. Lou, we're going to become the podcast that talks about the old football league. So this week, Lou, it's the USFL. Do you remember the USFL?
About as much as I remember the NFL back then, but yes, skull, brother.
You were correct. It was Herschel Walker from Georgia who took the big contract. And Doug Flutie. Remember Flutie?
Good old Flutes, man. Back. Now, I wonder if Flutie played for the Boston Patriots or is he always a New England Patriot guy? I don't know. All right.
So anyway, the names of the team. We have a team here, Lou, the Chicago Blitz.
Okay.
The good old Chicago Blitz.
And what year was the USFL?
It was from 1992 to 86, three seasons.
They went backwards. No longer. No wonder they didn't last.
Oh, did I say 86
to 82?
Wow, Lou.
All right.
Okay, but anyway,
God
so
bless the medical community.
You would have been a fan of the New Jersey Generals, no doubt.
No. Oh, I obviously wasn't.
I was a fan of the Blitz.
You were a fan of the Blitz? All right. Did they play in the summer?
They played, I think, two spring seasons, then tried to go to fall. But they would start right after the NFL, I think. I didn't read the Wikipedia page closely. I just know they went back in time.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I really didn't pay too much attention. There were a couple quarterbacks that went too, but Herschel was the big name.
Yeah, and Flutie too.
Oh, wasn't the guy from the Bills, Jim Kelly? Didn't he start out in the USFL?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, Lou. So there was also the Washington Federals, the Denver Gold, the Memphis Showboats, Lou, the Pittsburgh Maulers.
The Maulers.
I like the Virginia Destroyers from last week and the Pittsburgh Maulers. They are not, they're telling you their product right up front. It would have been like the Philadelphia
Pigeonhawks? Oh no, that's what they are already.
No, I was going to talk about the hockey team.
I'll say more.
Philadelphia will beat you up every game, whatever that hero was in Philadelphia hockey. They have that weird mascot now. They have
76ers?
Gritty. No, the hockey team, the Philadelphia hockey team, Lou.
Who are they?
The Flyers.
Oh, that's right, Danny.
Fly, Eagle, fly. Robert J. Hawk, take that one. Lou and the commish did not know the name of the Philadelphia hockey team. But they were the Broad Street Bullies in the 70s. So if you call a team the Pittsburgh Maulers, it would be the same as calling them the Philadelphia will beat you up every game. That was the name of the team, because that's what they did.
I gotcha.
All right, that's enough.
And then came the Football League with the Walls.
The Walls?
Didn't they have that indoor league? Wasn't Dicko a coach in some kind of indoor league or something?
Yes. But I thought
that's next week.
We're going to be doing this all season. So send us your semi-pro league from the Appalachian region, and that'll be on week 17. Lou, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
Where is the best place to relocate when your franchise is folding?
The Clybourne Corridor, of course.
There you go. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding weekend, Go Bears!
This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Pick a Team Service. When you don't know your team, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou picks you!